Howdy neighbors, Beat Buzz time as we talk today with Kim Stackhouse Lawson. We're back with Kim in just a moment.
Think we'll get to go to the game tomorrow, Dad?
Depends. We need at least half the day to run these cattle through the chute and deworm them. Then the fence needs fixing, and that tractor.
Let's save half a day and switch our regular range cubes with Safeguard Cattle Dewormer cubes.
Yeah?
Yeah. The cattle eat the Safeguard, and the Safeguard kills the worms. Brown stomach worms, Cooperia, all the worms other products could leave behind. And one feeding, too.
So how do you know all this?
It's the information age, Dad. I got it on my smartphone. See?
Huh. Looks like Safeguard will give us a few extra hours in the day.
Maybe Safeguard scores me the keys to drive to the game, huh?
So that's your plan. Okay, smart guy. Drive to the store for those Safeguard cubes first. Then we'll see about the game. Healthy cattle perform better. Add Safeguard, add pounds. Talk to your local animal health provider or veterinarian about Safeguard Cattle Dewormer from Merck Animal Health today. Or visit SafeguardCattle.com. Consult your veterinarian for assistance in the diagnosis, treatment, and control of parasitism. Always read and follow label directions. Both hands on the wheel, 10 and 2.
The U.S. cattle industry has got a great sustainability story to tell. A key player in helping measure that sustainability and tell the story is Kim Stackhouse. And Kim says that while the cattle industry has done a good job in improving its environmental footprint in recent years, there's still some improvements that can be made, not just for the beef industry, but really across the entire food chain. And that lies right at the end of the food pipeline.
Our biggest opportunity for improvement is at the table, the dinner table of our consumers. 40% of the food agriculture produces is wasted. Only 20% of beef is wasted, but if we could reduce consumer food waste by half, we could improve the sustainability of beef 10% overnight. So it is absolutely the full chain working together to create more sustainable beef.
You know, when we think about the whole concept, this entire chain, what is the story we need to be telling to consumers? In other words, it seems like there are, as I mentioned earlier, there's a lot of critics of what we do in the beef cattle industry.
There are a lot of critics, and unfortunately, in the sustainability space, it's so complex that there isn't a 30-second soundbite to convince our critics. What I have found is the best thing to do with critics is to really walk them through our value chain, explain that beef production doesn't just contribute beef. It also contributes open space for wildlife habitat. That open space sequesters carbon. It provides a filter to clean water.
Now, going back to the beef sustainability study that is in place, it was paid for by the Dollarhead Beef Checkoff. Kim says there are several groups of people that she's working with to pass along the current information that we do have.
The producer audience wants the words to the song. I think, we've been sustainable as an industry for a long, long time. We have 6th and 7th generation ranchers, and those producers want to be able to tell our story. So for them, that outreach is just giving those individuals the language to talk about sustainability to some of our critics. The next very important audience is the influencer audience. And right now, that really lives in the registered dietitian influencer space. They're a group of individuals that are very smart, they're very well educated, they understand complex systems, but some of them are ill-informed on sustainability as it relates to beef. So I spend a lot of time talking to registered dietitians, doctors, health professionals, trying to explain how complex beef is and sort of the positive things side of beef that we're not measuring through a life cycle assessment right now. The third audience are global audiences, like the Global Roundtable for Sustainable Beef, the UNFAO LEAP effort, which is a effort looking at trying to define parameters of modeling. And those sorts of efforts are looking to us as leaders in the scientific field. So for them, it's very much educating them on how we were able to do such a good job measuring beef today and where we still see the gaps are. So there it's a very, different leadership role. And then the fourth and final audience are the retailers. And they're a group of individuals that are being pushed by their consumers to put sustainable or responsible beef in their stores. But they don't know necessarily how to do that. So I try to disseminate our information to help them understand what sustainable beef is and ways that they can work practically within our food system.
You might call her the chief storyteller regarding beef sustainability, Kim Stackhouse Lawson with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. At your Beef Buzz, have yourself a great day, everybody. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.